Poll, Democrat disaster, legal migrants side with Trump and GOP, says CNN. By Neil Monroe on June 11, 2025. Naturalized immigrant voters are now siding strongly with President Donald Trump on immigration policy amid the economic chaos inflicted by President Joe Biden's administration. The polling shift is a body blow for the Democrats' openly stated plan to win political power by importing foreign voters. The plan was based on the Liberals' condescending view that last year's legal migrants would always identify themselves as allies of next year's immigrants. But this identity politics perspective ignores the reality that recent legal migrants suffer the greatest economic and civic pressure from the next wave of migrants. The new polling numbers leave the Democrats in a strategic bind. Cutbacks to legal and illegal migration would encourage more of the existing legal migrants to side with the Democrats' big spending policies. But those migration cutbacks would also raise wages and prosperity for all voters, so reducing many other Americans' willingness to vote for the Democrats' big spending government. The polling shift was described by CNN's polling expert, Harry Anton. You go back to where Democrats were in 2020. Democrats held a 32-point lead among legal immigrant voters. Immigrant voters were in the Democratic camp. Jump forward to 2024/2025. Look at that shift, a 40-point shift to the right among immigrant voters. Republicans now lead on this issue, among immigrant voters, by 8 points over Democrats. More so than any group that I can find, the group of voters who became more hawkish on immigration were, in fact, immigrants themselves, immigrants who are registered to vote in this country. In 2024, Trump won 47% of voters who were illegal immigrants, up from 36% in 2016. In 2020, a solid majority of legal immigrants were sympathetic to illegal migrants. By the end of Biden's mass influx, the legal immigrants were mostly unsympathetic to the illegals, said Anton. Anton said, that group of legal immigrant voters has felt increasingly distant from those immigrants who are here illegally. In fact, they become increasingly favorable, not just towards Donya L.D. Trump, but towards a Republican point of view on immigration, and becoming distant from those immigrants who are here illegally. The shift in public opinion has been triggered by Biden's pro-migration deputies, including his business-backed, pro-migration border czar, Alejandro Mayorkas. Mayorkas admitted almost 10 million illegal migrants via the southern border, alongside roughly 3 million legal immigrants via the airports, and at least 3 million temporary workers for agriculture, blue-collar, and white-collar jobs. The migration policy was intended by Mayorkas to help employers and investors, and it successfully flatlined wages while spiking the stock market. Migration was also intended progressives to help university-educated progressives gain power over GOP voters and Wall Street by a demographic change. Two establishment authors at the Progressive Policy Institute wrote in 2022. Early in the 21st century, many Democrats came to believe that long-term demographic trends would move the electorate inexorably toward a Democratic majority. The expectation was that decades of robust immigration from previously underrepresented countries in the Western Hemisphere and the Asia-Pacific region would steadily increase the diversity of the U.S. population. As they entered the electorate, they would join forces with other people of color, especially African Americans and Native Americans, to strengthen support for the Democratic Party, especially its progressive wing. To win this demographic change, progressives allied with business interests and also took over the unions that had long helped blue-collar Americans. The unions are now being used by progressives to welcome and mobilize illegal migrants. Progressives also inflicted massive damage on poor countries as they extracted more workers, consumers, and renters for use in the U.S. economy. But the public hated the economic and civic damage, such as crime and diversity, caused by the population replacement policy, regardless of the massive cheerleading by establishment journalists. Since January, Trump has blocked the inflow of illegal migrants, allowing ordinary Americans' wages to begin creeping up. He is also making moves to reverse Mayorkas' accelerating inflow of white-collar foreign workers via the universities amid enormous pressure from donors for more imported white-collar workers. The public increasingly supports Trump's pro-American immigration reforms. For example, A lopsided 59% supported his crackdown on Mexican flag riots in Los Angeles. The June 10 poll showed that just 39% opposed the deployment. Breitbart has carefully tracked many Democrats' repeated calls for more immigration to ensure demographic changes in favor of Democratic ambitions for power.